this morning. This is not an evangelistic sermon, but it is a message to the church and about us being plugged in to ministry, to be connected with what God is doing in this church. And so the title of the sermon is, Are You Plugged In to Study and Obeying God's Word? Are you plugged in to Bible study and to obey what the Bible is talking to all of us about? I'm going to read several verses during the sermon, but just one to begin this morning. Ezra chapter number 3 and verse 1. Would you stand up, please, in honor of God's precious and His holy word? I know Ezra is probably one of the easiest books in the Bible to find. Amen? Probably the majority of you, this is your favorite book to study and to read in the Bible. Probably not. I don't preach a lot out of Ezra. I don't read a lot out of Ezra. I read some, but I don't study a lot out of Ezra. But here's the thing about it. It is just as much of the Word of God as the Gospel according to John or Revelation. If it wasn't important, God wouldn't have put it here. Amen.
Amen.
So there is a message that God would like to share with us this morning from the book of Ezra. Chapter 3 and verse number 1. The Bible said, And when the seventh month was come and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. The last part of that verse, it says, And the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Our Father, we are thankful for the presence of the Spirit of the living God. We are thankful, dear Lord, for the beautiful singing today and for the time we've been able to fellowship, for the Sunday school hour that we've been able to study and share the Word of God. This morning I can't preach without you. And the words that I would say apart from the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God would be void. It would be empty. Would have no meaning at all. And so, Lord, I've tried to sense your leadership in this sermon. I pray, God, as I have studied, as I have prayed, and as you have spoken to this pastor, I believe, Lord, there are words here that needs to be spoken and received by this congregation. Please, Lord, would you just open heaven and send the fire of the power of God upon this service. Lord, as I prayed about this meeting this past week, I just didn't want to be a time of preaching and singing. I wanted it to be a time that we hear from heaven and you would come and send revival to our hearts. I pray that's the testimony of everybody in this building, that I have had an encounter with God through the Holy Spirit, and I'm not the same today as I was last Sunday. And so, Father, whatever decisions now that need to be made, I pray God will be open for the move of God, the Holy Spirit, in this service. And we'll be thankful and also mindful to give you praise and glory, because it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and everybody would say,
Amen.
Amen. Would you please be seated? I want to ask the favor of our church and also the visitors. I know we've heard a lot of preaching since last Sunday. These were new guys that you heard preach with a message. You've been hearing me for 25 years. Some of you haven't, some of you have. And I know you had a fresh word and a different style, different delivery last week than probably what I do. So I just don't want to, since I'm standing in the pulpit this morning, to be back to business as usual. I want you to have an open heart and ears and a receptive mind to receive what I believe God has put on this preacher's heart this morning.
Amen.
The question, are you plugged in to study and obey the Word of God? If you are familiar with the book of Ezra, it is the story of the Jews returned to Jerusalem after almost a century of exile in Babylon. And when they returned, the Bible tells us that they found ruins. There was no temple. So the people felt spiritually unplugged or unconnected. But as we read this little book, we see the actions that they took and what God did through them and for them. We see how they got plugged in and connected. I wonder how many this morning in this congregation do we understand how important it is to be plugged in to the best that God has for you.
Amen.
In the introduction, I want to tell you a brief story about a couple that started coming to Hainesville. This has been quite a while ago. I did not know them when they started coming here, but I did notice when they would come and when they would leave. Every Sunday that they attended, it was right after the service started. They would slip in and find the seat that was empty, that had room, that was nearest to the back. And then when the service was over, immediately they left. I don't know if they ever spoke to anybody on the way in or on the way out. But then in a few months after them coming in and leaving and no commitment and not plugged in or connected to our ministry, they joined our church and things changed in their life. And they got more involved. They are now plugged into a Sunday school class, to a small group. They are friendly. They fellowship. They know people. And they open up in their classroom and share their heart. This has changed their life. They said to me the other day, said, "Preacher, I don't understand why we waited. But I am so glad that we are plugged in to the ministry of First Baptist Church of Hainesville."
Amen.
Now, I'm not here to just brag all together on Sunday school and small group. But there are some people who call it Sunday school. There are some who call it Bible study. It's kind of like this big room that we're gathered in this morning. Some people call this a sanctuary. Some call it a worship center. Some call it the house of God. But it makes no difference what you call it. In our Sunday school, Bible study, it makes no difference. But here's the thing that I want to share with you this morning. And that is, I want you to think about, if you're not connected, if you're not plugged in, would you consider, by plugging in to God's best for your life and for the life of your family?
Amen.
And so what I want to do as pastor of this church, I want to share with you four important benefits of Hainesville First Baptist Church. Now, number one on your study guide, Haynesville First Baptist Church is the best place to plug in for Bible study. Now, I know there's a lot of good churches in our area, in Perry, in Hawkinsville, and other areas that preach and teach the Word of God. But I'm not the pastor there. I'm the pastor of this church, and most of you are members, not of some other church, but of this church. And I trust and believe that the Holy Spirit of God led you here, and you've joined here, and you've been baptized, and so my concern is for you and your family to know what God's best is for you and for your home. Now, so, for Bible study, I recommend and I suggest that you get plugged in to a place in our church that studies and teaches the Word of God. I read the other day, and I don't know if I've ever heard this, that Ezra was called the first Sunday school teacher. Well, whether he was or not, I stand here today and I believe that the only way that we can survive the storms of life is to build our lives and our families upon the solid foundation of the Word of God.
Amen.
Do you realize this morning how much biblical ignorance there is amongst believers? Now listen to this. Would you believe that 5%, when asked the question, who came first, Moses or Abraham? Do you realize that only 5% that was asked gave this answer? I don't really know. If I were to poll this congregation this morning without looking at your Bible, who do you believe that came first, Moses or Abraham? I heard about two lawyers who met at church one Sunday, and of course they were surprised to see each other, and they started talking about the Bible, and one of them said, if you are so religious, let me hear you recite the Lord's Prayer. Said, I'll bet you $50 you can't say it. The other lawyer said, you're kidding. That's easy. He said, the Lord's Prayer says, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord, my soul to keep. And when he finished, the first lawyer reached for his wallet saying, I didn't think you knew it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, from this pastor and my heart, everything that's in me, let me tell you the reason why you need to plug in to a small group that is called Sunday School. Now listen to me. When I come out here at 10:15, I come in here to meet you in what I call the house of worship, the sanctuary. And when I come in this pulpit to preach, I preach the different levels of spiritual maturity. I preach the different ages. I try to teach it, but I'm no teacher. I confess to you, I'm a preacher. I try to teach. I do that more like on Sunday night or on Wednesday night. But I'm just an old-time preacher. Now, I don't serve a whole lot of meat up here. I serve something like a milkshake. But here's what I want to say to you. If you, as a Christian, a believer in this church, will plug into a small group in our church, let's call it Sunday school, I'll tell you what you will find. You will find a good teacher. I said, you would find a good teacher. Amen. I thought I'd at least hear an amen from the
amen.
Teacher. But you will find a good teacher. And I'll tell you something else. Now, some of you said, preacher, I don't understand what you're saying here. Something else, you'll find a good teacher, but you'll find that you won't be embarrassed in your class.
Amen.
Now, why would I say that? Because I know of two or three people in our church that will not go into a Sunday school class because they are afraid that the teacher will call them out by name, and they don't want that. Do you trust me as your pastor? Now, I know most of you are connected into a small group, into a Sunday school class, but I promise you, I give you my word, that I know our teachers, whatever age group they are teaching, that they will not embarrass you in their class. They won't even try to get you to say anything unless you volunteer. They just want you to learn. To know the Bible.
Amen.
To build your life on the Word of God.
Amen.
Now listen to me. Hansville First Baptist Church is a great church. We have a great Sunday school. We have a great Bible study. We've got great teachers. And so Hansville First Baptist Church is a place for you to get connected and plug into a small group to study and to obey what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Number two, look at the outline. Hansville First Baptist Church is the best place to plug in for not only Bible study, but for outreach. In Ezra chapter 7 in verse 28. Now pick up on this verse. And hath extended mercy unto thee before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes. Notice what he says. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. Notice what he did. And I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Now, listen to me. This church is a singing church. This church is a preaching church. This church is a teaching church. And thank the Lord for all the spiritual gifts that the Lord has given to this church to be used for the glory of God. But we just don't teach. We just don't preach. We just don't sing, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me. This church is a church also for reaching out to others to join us as we meet here on the Lord's Day.
Amen.
In this verse, you'll notice that Ezra gathered other men to go with him. And you know the best place to start with outreach is in your Sunday school class. To bring others to your Sunday school class, to build relationships, to renew relationships. Do you know, listen to me now, do you know why most people come into First Baptist Church Hainesville? It's not for the preaching. It's not for the singing. It's not for our facility. The number one reason is because they have been personally invited by a friend or neighbor.
Amen.
Now listen to me. If you have a friend, if you have a classmate, if you have a work associate who doesn't attend church, here's what you could say to them. I go to Hainesville First Baptist Church. You ought to go with me sometimes.
Amen.
Have you ever even said that to somebody that you know, that you work with, that's a friend? Hey, friend, I go to church in Hainesville. Would you go with me sometimes? Not pouring cold water. That may work, or it may not work. But according to church growth experts, less than 10% of these people will show up on their own in an unfamiliar church.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Do you understand this morning? So from years of experience and what the Lord has laid on my heart and what I found in the book of Ezra, I want you to try this approach. Friend, I go to Hanesville First Baptist Church, and there is a small group of men and women in all different ages who meet on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to study the Bible. Friend, I'd like to drop by and pick you up. Or if you'll come with me, we'll go out to lunch after the church service. You know what they tell me? If we will use something like that approach, that if you invite them three times, there is a 50-50 chance that they'll say, okay, we're going to go to Sunday school or Bible study or church with you. Now, number three. Hanesville First Baptist Church is the best place not only to plug into for Bible study, but to plug into for outreach. And number three, Hanesville First Baptist Church is the best place to plug in for community. For community. And this is something that we're good at, but not good enough. In Ezra chapter 10, verse 1, listen to these words. Now when Ezra had prayed, folks listen, when he had prayed and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore.
Amen.
Are you listening? When Ezra realized that the mess that they found out when they came back, the house of God was gone and things were in ruin, he realized who was responsible for that. And he said, it is sin. And what did it do? Church, listen to this preacher. The Bible said that it broke his heart. Are you listening to me? It broke his heart. The Bible said he began to cry. But he didn't cry alone. The entire community wept out of bitterness and brokenness over sin. In other words, Ezra had a support group. Could I just bother you for a minute and ask you something personally? Do you realize what sin maybe has done in your family, in your home, in your community, at school, at work, in your church? Now be honest with me on this Sunday morning. How many of you this past week that came to this Holy Ghost revival and these preachers preached without an apology on the love of God, on heaven, but on judgment and sin and hell? How many of you became broken? And one thing I find in the Bible, that every great work of God in any place, in any community, in any church, was always preceded by a brokenness.
That's right.
Over sin and evil.
Amen.
How long has it been since your heart's been broke over sin? How long has it been since your heart has been broken to the place that you wept? You cried. You didn't sit there dry-eyed with a cold heart. Let me tell you about this church.